Welcome, everybody. It's that time of the month, which means we talk about our health and fitness here on the Mark Steiner Show with our roundtable, our usual panel of guests, Miss Ernestine Shepherd, personal trainer, professional model, who, of course, was the oldest competitive bodybuilder at 77, an amazing woman, joins us, as well as Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional and owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles, and a community activist, community fitness activist who takes his work with people out into the community and really does incredible work. And Angela Ginn joins us once again, registered dietitian. She is the national spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and education coordinator, nutrition diabetes educator at the University of Maryland Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology at their Midtown campus, among many other things. Good to have you all here.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So good year, and almost Happy New Year, right?
Almost.
Almost Happy New Year, and we're all full of resolutions.
Oh, you got that right.
Oh, boy. Huh?
What are we not exactly. going to do?
We're not going to make a resolution.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
I was going to say the exact thing. And, you know, one of the top things on resolution lists is to lose weight. Mm-hmm. The weight loss industry is over billions of dollar industry of books and food and
supplements
giving out advice. But we do know that most of those diets are only followed about 2 weeks. And then people actually go back to their old habits. So we got to rethink that resolution list.
Did you all three think that resolutions on this New Year's Eve are meaningless?
Well, Mark, I don't know about meaningless, but I think it's one of those things. If you haven't been able to do the things on your resolution list all during the year, then maybe you need to have a smaller list. You know, I think they're all doable, but take, you know, baby steps. Baby steps on whatever the resolution, not just with eating, but whatever it is.
Whatever. That's true.
So what do you mean is it true, Ms. Ernestine?
I feel this way. I'm pertaining to eating and the diet business. You've been eating the same way all year, and then you're going to wait until the end of the year and say, now I'm going to get started. Should have been started.
I mean, the reality is that people do eat and drink a lot between November and January the 1st.
Definitely.
I mean, it's just their parties, there's dinners, Thanksgiving meal, Christmas meal. People got their greens and black eyed peas cooking right now, getting ready for the new year, right? So all that's, that's
all there.
And, you know, parties, really, holiday parties, you can actually eat 5,000, 6,000 calories just in one party. From beverages, alcoholic beverages, to appetitizers.
What's the intake you're supposed to do a day?
Well, it all depends, but on average, somewhere between 1,800 calories to about 2,500 calories.
That's you have 5,000 and 6,000.
Yeah, and you have 5,000 and 6,000 in just one party. You know, when you think about resolutions, it's all about small, simple steps. And if you really just looked and say, well, you know what? I do want to lose some weight, but how am I going to get there every single day? Those are really the action items, not necessarily the pounds on the scale, but the action items that you need to do every day.
I totally agree with Angela as it relates to eating and the action items as it relates to the gym. As we all know, we're going to go to our favorite gym and it's going to be jam-packed.
On New Year's
Day. Jam-packed on New Year's Day and the week of New Year's, because this year it falls on a Wednesday. So you can imagine Thursday morning when a lot of people are off and Friday how busy the gyms are going to be. I try to tell my clients and people I just run into is, why don't you take those first couple of days or that first week off from the gym? Try to find some activity at home to do. Maybe walk around.
Don't go to the gym.
Don't go, because it's going to be too crowded. And a lot of the gyms have these signs up that say only 30 minutes on the treadmill, 30 minutes on the elliptical. And then some people use that as a reason not to use it at all. So why don't you go when they free up the equipment and you can have a little time to think about it? Don't put too much on your plate. Trying to eat right and then trying to make it to the gym 4 to 5 times a week, it's just, I'm fit and that's hard for me to do. You know, it's very, very difficult. So I try to get them to see, you got between the 1st and the 10th of the month of January. I'd say right around the 7th or the 8th, start going to the gym. Do your best to wait everybody out. Because right, Miss Ernestine, by the end of the month of January or the first snowstorm, people are going to stop coming. So just don't put all your all into the first week of January.
Let's talk a bit about diet for a moment, because I mean, I do like to eat.
So do I, Mark.
I love to eat, and sometimes not always the best things, but I love to eat. You know, I look forward to the holiday, and I do look forward to the greens and black-eyed peas and rice, you know, and all that good stuff. Maybe making a turkey, maybe throwing a couple of buffalo steaks on the grill. Or, you know.
5,000 calories, Angela. He's at 5,000 right now.
Well, you can surely enjoy all those items during
salmon.
That. Yeah, you can enjoy those items.
Making myself
it's
hungry.
About the portion sizes. So think about even making that plate that you typically have on a 12-inch plate. Make it on a smaller plate. Make it on a salad plate. Filling half of your plate up with more of those greens and the black-eyed peas. Those are great things to have.
They are.
They are really healthy for you. But if you really make just really small steps, I always think about when somebody's trying to eat better and you're trying to find a weight loss program, because a lot of people are searching now for some type of weight loss diet. It should always include a wide variety of foods. There should be no food exclusions, okay?
Or maybe food sweets.
Group. Maybe sweets, but not a food group.
Don't tell
group.
That to Chauncey, though.
But not a food group. So, you know, people get caught up on, I'm going to follow this gluten-free diet this first,
right.
Or I'm going to go carb-free, or, you know, all these specialty diets. But you want to make sure it has a wide variety of food groups. The other thing is you want to make sure you find something you can do something every single day, not something that you can only do for just today, like the cabbage soup diet. That was one of the big things.
Cabbage
that,
soup?
Yes, diet.
You remember that, Miss Ernestine?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know.
Enlighten him.
Or it is basically a pot of cabbage soup, and you eat it and eat it and eat it for you to lose weight. But by day two or three, you're tired of it.
Yeah,
also,
yes.
I think about.
Also, might not want to be around the people eating all those cabbages.
How about that?
I also think about the Beyonce diet, when people
what was
were.
That,
that is, it's vinegar, a little lemon juice, and cayenne pepper, and hot sauce.
Oh,
and
yes, right.
And people were following that. Hey, you may have followed it for a day or two, and by day two, you were so hungry, you were so tired and exhausted. What did you do? You binged because you said, I can't follow this. So you really have to find a program that includes all the food groups, but also remember, healthy weight loss is only 1 to 2 pounds a week,
and
nothing drastic.
That's right.
And Ms. Ernestine, I mean, you have your own special way of eating. I mean, you're very strict about your diet.
Yes, I am very, very strict. I eat the same thing. I guess people get tired of hearing me say this, but I
never.
Eat
no,
the
we don't.
Same thing day in and day out because I enjoy everything that I eat. Now, okay, so it's Christmas, New Year. I didn't drink all through the year, so I don't need a drink now. I didn't eat cake the whole year through, so I don't need that now. I know what's best for me, because if I were to partake of these things, I am going to be sick. Chauncey can remember after a bodybuilding show, they had a beautiful cake there for me. Gosh, I hadn't eaten any cake in years, but I was just being polite. So I took a little piece of that cake. Don't you know I got dizzy? And Chauncey noticed it immediately.
She certainly
did. He said, Mama, are you all right? Because I'm not going to introduce that stuff to me. But that's how I am. But I try to. I have a young lady. She said, Miss Ernestine, would you fix a diet for me? Because I want to eat correctly the beginning of the year. Well, first of all, I told her I am not a nutritionist. What works for me may not work for her. She has to find someone who can get her to do a sound diet. No cabbage, no vinegar, no cheese.
Don't forget the cookie diet.
The cookie diet. I knew one young lady who had done the cheese diet. My Lord, they had to rush her to the hospital.
But, you know, that's a good point, Ms. Ernestine. And registered dietitians and nutritionists are really the people to help you make sound decisions and what really fits into your lifestyle. And with weight loss, it's not easy. It's not a magic pill. It's hard work. But really finding what works for you matters the most.
On this building up to New Year's, on New Year's Day, your walk is coming. It's not on Saturday this month.
No. It's on, I'm going to tell him, Miss Ernestine, it's on New Year's Day, Wednesday, the 1st of January,
Wednesday.
2014, Druid Hill Park, the tennis court area. We're going to start the new year off right.
What time of day?
9 a.m.
New Year's Day?
Some of us might be coming in. Some of us might be coming in with our party hats on, but you still can come to the park.
That's true.
And Miss Ernestine, go ahead and tell them what we're going to do when we get out there to the park. Angela's going to be there, too.
Oh, yes. We are going to have some fun. We first start off, well, I'm sitting in the car waiting for the people to come. I get out and greet each and every person that comes out there to walk, because each person is very, very important to me. Then after that, Chauncey will do the warm-up exercise. We'll get our instructions on where we're walking. We have our prayer. And then I say, we're off to see the wizard.
Oh, yes.
And that's what we do.
How long is this walk we're going to do?
The walk is going to be, Mark, between 1 and 6 miles. We don't force anybody to walk the whole 6 miles, but we've been blessed that everybody has been able to. And as you love, we added history to it, Mark. We take them through the park. Miss Ernestine had walked them in the back, and we showed a lot of people that have lived in the city for years the old segregated pool in the back of Druid Hill Park that a lot of people weren't aware of. So there's a lot of history back there, Mark. So we need you out there so you can see some of this history.
9 a.m., January the 1st, Druid Hill Park. By the tennis courts.
By the tennis court. Come with your party hat on. Whatever you had on last night, we don't mind. We don't mind. Just bring some tennis.
But, Mark, I tell them when it's cold, out comes Pinky. I have this pink snowsuit, and I get a kick out of putting that on and getting out there walking. So I'm looking forward to it.
I do want to ask this before, when I come back, remind folks at the end of our conversation where to go. But as you were coming in the door, Angie, you gave me this Welcome to the African Heritage Diet, which I found really interesting. Let's talk a bit about this thing that was, but just in terms of our eating habits, because it could be anybody's actually heritage diet if you really look at it. I mean, you start off with go for greens, like spinach, collards, mustard, and turnip greens. A huge part of the African heritage.
So this diet was founded by Old Ways, and they really looked at the history of the diaspora, of what people that lived in Africa before they came to the States, what they really ate. And they found that the base of their diet was always very healthy. They even saw that, you'll see the bottom of the pyramid is physical activity. So it's really moving is really a part of that base.
Right.
And then mostly every meal should be filled with some type of greens, from collards to kales to spinach to mustard. Then we also have tubers and beans. It also, they did found research, you'll see that meat is moderate. So a moderate meat intake, it's mostly seafood and fish. Even dairy is all the way at the top, because we did find that people that lived in Africa, they didn't consume dairy very often. It was something very occasional.
Right.
And when they looked at the research of individuals that followed, it's a majority vegetarian diet with, you know, fish and seafood incorporated, they actually lowered their incidences of diabetes and heart disease. Mm. And the one thing that I love about the African Heritage Pyramid is it says, hey, diabetes and heart disease is not a part of our heritage.
Mm. Say that one more time.
Diabetes and heart disease is not a part of our heritage.
So we don't have to own it.
We do not have to own it. It really is about prevention. And we can prevent some of these diseases, especially with eating better and exercise.
Because a lot of people don't realize that diabetes and heart disease are often lifestyle based, dietarily.
I agree.
Based on your diet and what we feed ourselves and what is fed to us.
Yeah, that's very, right? very true.
I mean, how we were inculcated from childhood to want to buy that candy bar.
But, Mark, when I talk to people, they talk about it as if their mother or father gave it to them. You know, that it's not the diet. It's, well, you know, I got diabetes. I got it from my mother. Yeah, okay. You know, it's I got it from my dad or my cousin. And I just love what Angela said. If she could just say that one more time, just in case somebody missed it.
Diabetes and heart disease is not a part of our heritage. And I even look for myself. My dad had diabetes. Yes, me and my sister both have a 40% chance. But that's a 40% chance. It doesn't have to happen to us. So maintaining a healthy weight, staying active, physical activity is one of the things that you can do to prevent diabetes alone. Just staying active every day, getting up out of that desk, from away from your desk, even every hour or so, just walking around, getting up, actually answering the phone, these little things. Also making sure you include more fruits and vegetables. They have done research also on people that followed more, had more fruits and vegetables, and they actually lower the incidences of diabetes by up to almost close to 60%. Just including more fruits and vegetables. We're not getting enough in every
right.
day.
Right, and we don't drink enough water every day.
We do not. We're indulging in all those other beverages,
right.
especially during the holidays. But water should be your main staple.
Main thing. That's true.
I think that you also put the fish on this diet, which is interesting. You put on tuna, mackerel, and salmon because they're the omega-3 fatty acids, right?
Yes.
And sardines.
Yes. And, you know, for fish and seafood, that we know that people should be consuming that 2 to 3 times out of the week.
And also it's how you cook them.
It is. Now, I didn't say fried fish. It should be baked, boiled, roasted, or grilled. Those are all ways. And when you think about the African heritage, a lot of times they use it in stews.
Right.
So they were not preparing it with excessive oils. So using it in stews, that's a wonderful way to get it. And also beans were also added to those stews most of the time.
Because, you know, a lot of those foods, whether we take certain things and we pack them full of flour and sugar and fry them up, you can eat a fried salmon, which doesn't sound tasty to me at all, but a fried salmon is not healthy. A
no.
salmon baked, broiled.
Fried salmon is good, but it's not healthy.
Well, you know, it's all about changing your palate and making sure that all that pyramid shows you a wide variety of colors. And I always talk about when you're eating nutrient-rich, it's a rainbow full of colors. So if we could really think about, guess what? Our ancestors did eat healthy. It just was all about preparation. And if we could get back to some of those old habits of preparing things the healthier way and just still having, you know, your black-eyed peas and your greens and your cornbread, those actually are all healthy things. But it's just how it's prepared and what's it prepared in.
Right. So how about you, man? You love to eat. Now, do you consider your diet a good diet?
I do love to eat, Mark, and my diet is good. But occasionally, I do stray. And, you know, I tell people, I try to use the excuse, Angela, that as a runner, I have to eat this because we runners have to consume 3,000 to 4,000,
I've heard you say that to me
5,000 calories.
Right.
So pay no mind to the fried salmon cake over there. But, you know, on a whole, Mark, I do try to eat healthy, but I do love to eat. And so when I keep it real with individuals that I do have a sweet tooth and occasionally, you know, I do like the fried foods, I have to pull back and try to discipline myself too. Or, and I don't advise anyone to do that, I go out and do CC, which is some crazy cardio. And I don't advise anyone to do
that. What does crazy cardio mean?
Crazy cardio means I'll go out and I'll run maybe 4 miles, sub 7 minute miles. Then I'll run up and down the hill. I'll do maybe 500 jumping jacks because I feel guilty about the fried salmon cake and, you know, and I don't advise anyone to do crazy cardio.
Well, you know that crazy cardio, but getting active after you have a sweet treat is always a wonderful thing to do.
I think the cardio part of exercise is very important.
Extremely.
Right?
Extremely. Miss Ernestine, you always talk about how important the cardio is when we're out.
It's very, very important. People ask me, they say, well, how did you get your abs? Okay, cardio. Cardio does it. And that's the only thing that I can say is how I got it, from eating correctly and with the cardio and drinking plenty of water. Now, it may sound like, oh, she so perfect doing this, doing that. But I have to throw it out to everyone. I am 77 years of age. I do not eat spicy food. I do not do all of the things that would make me pick up any weight because I don't want it. I don't know why I'm like that, but that's just how I am.
You've also controlled, as we talked last time, you said to me you've controlled things like acid reflux, which affects a lot of Americans.
Yes.
But you control that. You've been controlled that through your diet. You don't take medication. Right?
I do not take any type of medication for acid reflux because I found out what triggered my acid reflux. I know all the things that trigger that. So I'm leaving that alone. I don't want it. I don't want to be sick. I don't want
exactly,
to be.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I'm going to have my day, as I say, my day in court. It's coming.
For all of us. For all of us.
So in the meantime, if I'm going to be telling people what to do, I have to demonstrate that I'm doing that. I don't want to tell you, don't do this and don't do that. And then you catch me, as they say, off guard. And there I am sitting with a piece of chocolate cake and a pill on the side so I can eat that cake. I don't want to do it.
So,
I really don't.
But the importance of exercise and just doing it as part of an activity of your life, because people, maybe the next episode we get together, we need to kind of talk about exercise, people's fear of it and fear of not being able to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Mark. I do think when we have our next segment here in the studio, we could talk about it because right now, they're not going to have the fear. They're just going to have the peer pressure of everybody trying to exercise. But I think that would be great because the next segment, when we come back on the radio to talk about how you should pace yourself, get over the fears, don't worry about everyone else in the gym, go at
right.
your own pace
right.
is the most important because everyone's going to be in there the first week. That's why I told you. And they get embarrassed because they think, people tell me all the time, well, when I was an undergrad, well, your undergrad body was 20 years ago. Take your time. You're not in undergrad anymore.
Right.
So teaching them that is very important. I think we should probably concentrate on that the next time because we'll be going into that February month where most people fall off.
And I think that, you know, people who can't run, walk.
Exactly. That's why we walk.
And walk even further.
That's true.
Give yourself time. If you can't walk, get on a bicycle.
That's
ride
right.
your bike.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get to a gym, do an elliptical. Whatever works your body and pushes that heart.
That's it.
Swim.
And whatever you like, too.
Whatever
because if
you,
you,
like.
Cause if you
right.
don't, and Angela is aware of that even with the food, because I tell people when they ask me about cardio, I ask them, well, what do you like? Not what's the most effective machine.
Right.
Once I find out what you like and we learn how to use it as a good fitness and cardio discipline, then I can introduce you into the more effective and efficient machines. Because if you don't like it, you ain't going to eat it or you ain't going to do it.
That is so very true. And I just think about three simple steps that people can actually do for this New Year's. First thing is to drink water first. So pick water first, sip on that. The second thing is to make sure fruits and vegetables are a part of your daily intake. So a half a plate of fruits and veggies every single day. Mm-hmm. And lastly, think about moderation. Those things that you enjoy, cakes, pies, cookies, think about it as moderation, no more than once or twice a week. And if you're able to do some of those simple steps, guess what? You'll be able to be successful.
And take a simple step on New Year's Day.
Come on out to Druid Hill Park, 9 a.m., January the 1st, Wednesday, 2014, and come walk with Miss Ernestine, Chauncey the Trainer, and Angela. Angela, our registered dietitian and nutritionist.
She's Angela Ginn.
Yes, Angela Ginn.
Not Gin, Ginn. Let's get that right. Angela Ginn. So this is just, so folks, enjoy your New Year's. Have fun. Be safe. Get out there. Don't drink and drive. If you want to drink, let someone else do the driving.
That's true.
Or just chill at home and do it there. Enjoy yourselves. Be with family. Be with friends. I want to thank all of our guests, as usual. Angela Ginn, who is now the National Spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and also the Education Coordinator and Nutrition Diabetes Educator at the University of Maryland Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology at their Midtown campus. Oh, it's great having you in the studio once again.
Thank you.
And we will kind of post this African Heritage Diet on our website, steinershow.org. Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional, owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles, community fitness activist, and Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, personal trainer, professional model, world's oldest competitive bodybuilder at age 77. Meet them all New Year's Day.
January 1st, Druid Hill Park.
See you all there by the tennis courts, 9 a.m.?
9 a.m., sharp.
9 a.m.
And see you all on the radio again next month.
Next month. All Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short break.